The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I know this isn't necessarily news, but I've picked out some recent instances of the left hating Christmas, and I thought this would be a bit of a light-hearted segment, just so we can revel in their tears when we're eating our Christmas dinners and opening our presents and spending time with our families, embracing tradition. We can remember these sorts of people being annoyed, and it'll make it all the sweeter.
I think dunking on the left can just be ended at spending time with our families. They don't know what that feels like.
Yes, we actually enjoy spending time with our families. We don't loathe them, funnily enough. So that's how it works. But anyway, here we have an article from Fox News titled, "Christmas cancelled, parents and media go after holiday traditions. It's getting annoying." So it says, "Even Santa himself has come under fire. Some Gen Z parents aren't allowing their children to believe he is real, as evidenced by the hashtag #SantaIsn'tReal, which has received 19 million views on TikTok. Many parents cite concerns that once their child finds out about Santa's magic being a myth, they'll be traumatized." What? I don't remember being traumatized.
No, I remember just kind of figuring it out by myself and being like, oh, I know, like my parents were more traumatized at me realizing that Santa's not real than I was traumatized. It was just one of those things. It's almost like a rite of passage when you're a certain age to kind of figure it out for yourself. But until then, thinking Santa is real is magical. When I was like 8 years old, my parents...
Wait, he's not real.
Oh my God, Josh, I'm so sorry. No, when I was 8 years old, my parents like left me loads of letters around the house on one Christmas morning, all addressed from Santa, and like a little treasure hunt for my presents. It was magical. It was amazing. Don't steal that from your kids. That's an awful thing to do.
The left are literally being the Grinch here. They're trying to steal Christmas away from their children.
I mean, seriously, what do you tell them? The Tooth Fairy's not real? Do you watch the television? Do you show them cartoons and go, that's all fake? Like, what's wrong with you people?
Mother Sierra McKenzie went viral for a video she posted to TikTok stating she wouldn't be lying to them about Santa, nor would she be taking them for pictures with Santa or including any presents under the tree from Saint Nick. And I'm quoting directly here, "Telling kids that Santa is real is a lie, and I don't believe in building my kids up on a lie," McKenzie told the New York Post. "Your kids can still enjoy the magic of Christmas without believing in Santa." These horrible Santa denialists need to be stopped. Someone needs to correct these spreaders of misinformation.
Yeah, we at Lotus Eaters are firm believers of Santa Claus, and anybody who wants to say that Santa isn't real, I'm sorry, you're an anti-Semite.
He stands by it.
Mm-hmm.
Another mother, Chloe Emile, I think, said she also won't be... labeling presents from Santa under her tree because she doesn't like the idea of lying, spelt incorrectly, to her kids or worrying they won't get better things from Santa than other kids.
Do you know what I really think this is? I think this is arrogant, self-absorbed Gen Z parents thinking, I want the credit. I don't want my kids to think that Santa's out there caring for them. I want the credit. I want to be the one that my kid looks up to and thinks is magical. Guess what? At a certain age, your kids are going to think you're magical anyway. You're the parents. Mm-hmm. They can believe in more than one magical thing at once.
If the threat of Santa Claus undermines your parenting, then maybe you're not doing a good enough job.
Kid decides to run off. I'm going to get Santa to raise me. I'm going to be one of Santa's elves.
To be fair, if you say to a kid you're going to be making toys for the rest of your adult life, they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, Chad, yes.
So another example here is from this Daily Mail article titled Massachusetts Human Rights Commissioner Quits After Mocking God as Magical Sky Daddy During Debate Over Library's Refusal to Put Up a Christmas Tree Because It Made Some People Uncomfortable.
Well, that's just an inappropriate way to refer to someone's religion. Would you, mm-hmm. Would you see this guy doing the same thing about Allah? I doubt.
I'd have a lot more respect for them if they did.
And also, it would fit more as well, because he does promise you 72 virgins when you get up there under certain special circumstances.
But the notion that putting up a Christmas tree is a specifically like religious thing, I mean, no one in my immediate family are religious, but we always put up a Christmas tree and really enjoy it.
Well, it's part of the traditions, it's part mm-hmm. of the... Well, I think what happens is those on the left, they do actually understand that these traditions have embedded sort of moral values and virtues in them that do remind us of the past. That is, Christmas is a bit of a Christian tradition that has mm-hmm. become way more secularized, way more commercialized since it originally started, of course. But in indulging in those rituals, you are still doing a lot of things that the left despises. You're spending time with your family. You're valuing time with your family. You know,
you're revering tradition as well.
I really dislike the whole thing where a lot of people say, oh, Christmas time is with family and all you do is argue, but you love it anyway. It's like, what family? I mean, I understand that families argue, but like when I go and see my parents at Christmas, we don't argue. I don't get that whole, it seems like a bitter leftist stereotype of what Christmas encounters are to try and give people like an extra taste of bitterness in their minds when they think about it, you know?
Mm. Yeah, there's not really much to argue about. Just like, oh, should we open this box of chocolates today or tomorrow?
I'm sorry. I go to my parents. They give me presents and stuff, and I give them presents, and then they cook me a lovely, delicious roast. I'm not going to start an argument with them. That's really ungrateful.
Yeah, if someone gives me a nice roast dinner, they can pretty much say anything. I'm not gonna put up a fight. I'm gonna be there nursing my big belly.
Yeah, I'm gonna be stuffed
full of meat and gravy.
Yes.
I'm gonna be. Oh, never mind.
All right.
But yeah, I am actually going to be doing a video that's going to release on the website on Christmas weekend, looking at Christmas traditions, and some of them are about 500 years old. Like putting up a Christmas tree, that has its origin in the 16th century in Germany, as far as I've been able to find out. So lots of these traditions really go back quite far.
Honestly, I'm surprised it's as recent as 500 years ago. Mm. But that's still obviously a long time to be doing something.
Yeah, and that's just the first case we have of knowing about someone doing it. It's very likely that it might have happened before that. But the article itself reads as follows. Loud had publicly called out the Dedham Public Library supervisor for complaining about the decision not to put up a tree and called her a bee.
That's rude.
What, you're complaining about us not putting up a tree? You're a terrible person. It's like, wow.
Judge these people not by their rhetoric, but by their actions, everybody. Always remember that. These people are unpleasant and vile.
Mm-hmm. Library officials announced on Monday that they will display their annual tree after some complained that the holiday symbol made them uncomfortable. A library official made the announcement on Monday after staff members were harassed and bullied for not displaying the tree. I think harassed and bullied, it might be a bit of a strong word of just people saying, why is there no Christmas tree? It's probably a tradition, believe it or not, in the library.
Probably makes people happier to walk in and see all of the bells and whistles of Christmas everywhere.
Absolutely. And finally, it says, it was also clarified that there was no ban on Christmas at the library, despite some calling the tree fiasco a war on Christmas. And I know the war on Christmas thing is a bit of a meme. And I think, although there are people criticising it because they're weirdos that hate everything,
well, I think
that no one's going to take away Christmas. There's no Oliver Cromwells that are going to take over the country and be like, yes, by the way, that tradition that most of you love, we're going to stop that.
I don't know. I think they would. I absolutely think they would. I think the war on Christmas, the idea that you think it's silly, is something that has been sort of hammered into a lot of people's heads. There's no war on Christmas. Well, yeah, it's the same way that you can say, yeah, there's no de jure law against something. But de facto, they are trying to get rid of it.
Well,
you can
say,
there's no ban on Christmas in the library. But if you're not taking part in the festivities, if you're not taking part in the traditions, well, then something has influenced you to make you not want to do that.
I think the fairest way of putting it is perhaps there is an attack on Christmas, but I don't think it's going to be successful. It's too widely held as an important, meaningful thing to most people, right?
Yes, but I do see Christmas for a long time has been incredibly commercialized. But if we just continue to remove all of the traditions and remove all of the, honestly, the religious significance from it, it will eventually just become a holiday period where you just buy lots of presents for each other and massive corporations.
Just a consumer holiday.
Yeah.
If it becomes divorced from all of the traditional aspects that make it
a consumer holiday and all of the corporations are going to be laughing all the way to the bank.
So, on the topic of Christmas, last year, John Wheatley made a video on the website, which is worth checking out, titled Christmas Health Advisory, Man Flu, and he's asking about whether it's real.
Which... No.
That was a well-timed cough, wasn't it? Yes, it is. I have it right now. It's not good, but at least it's out the way before Christmas. That's the main thing.
Hopefully.
But yes, make sure to watch that. It's obviously a bit of fun around Christmas time, which is what we all need. You know, news is depressing. Having a bit of fun is good. So, fun
Lotus,
is good.
Lotus Eaters hot take.
Christmas good, fun good. Lotus Eaters approved. So, here's another one from The Telegraph. Call your Christmas parties festive celebrations, civil servants told. And this one's pretty horrific. It says, civil servants have been told they must refer to Christmas parties as festive celebrations and cannot drink alcohol if members of their team are sober in an attempt to promote diversity and inclusion. Imagine that sobriety in Britain at Christmas. What kind of a world are we going into?
Whoever thought this up is getting coal in their stockings.
Yes. And coal through their windows. The Telegraph has spoken to government officials who say they have been told end-of-year events should not be explicitly linked to Christmas in an attempt to avoid excluding people of different faiths. I mean, I imagine that if I went to an Islamic country and I was just like, well, actually, I'd prefer if you didn't celebrate Eid because I'm not a Muslim and I find it offensive, they'd be like, no. And rightfully so.
They would probably escort me to the nearest rooftop.
Yes, I mean... Why are you trying to impose this needless thing on ordinary people that just want to have fun? Stop being such a spoil sport. It is understood a government-wide policy on Christmas has not been issued, but that individual managers have interpreted diversity and inclusion advice to mean that the traditional office party should not take place. One civil servant at a major government department said the team had been told to find a restaurant that did not serve alcohol in an attempt to avoid excluding a member of staff who does not drink. And I'm quoting here, we're in a situation where, in the name of inclusivity, one member of staff is being allowed to dictate whether other members of staff can or cannot drink, the civil servant said. Of course, no one should be expected to drink alcohol at work events, and there should always be the option of non-alcoholic drinks for those who don't want to or can't, but it just feels a step too far to say that nobody is allowed to drink alcohol because of the beliefs of one member of staff. And I never thought I'd say this, but I agree with this civil servant.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
We're entering the dark times.
Good thing I'm already sat down, but yes, they're right here, aren't they? Obviously, you shouldn't have this dictated to you. Why is this being done? Especially in the name of diversity and inclusion. I mean, if Muslims were just like, yes, no drinking alcohol is against my religion, I mean, that'd be one thing. But this is being done preemptively without anyone really asking for it in the
first
place.
I mean, it's
not
like anybody's spiking his drinks or anything. Mm. And if they were, I'm sure you would have a word with them and they would get in trouble for doing that.
Well, yes. I mean, I'm all for drinking at Christmas, but if someone was forcing someone else to drink, then that's not on.
What else? Are we not allowed pigs in blankets at the Christmas dinner, just to, in case they're offended?
That is the hill I'm going to die on.
Yeah, no one's forcing the pigs in blankets down their mouths or anything.
They can force as many pigs in blankets down my mouth as possible.
They are delicious.
They are great, aren't they?
Yeah. I can't wait for Christmas dinner already, just for the pigs in blankets.
You're making me really hungry.
I'm really hungry now as well.
So another example is Brighton University urges staff to not say Christmas because it's too Christian-centric and instead call it the winter closure period. I mean, come on.
See, this is what I mean, though. This is what I mean. It may not be bans strictly and laws put in place, but they are definitely trying to remove the more traditional, more religious aspects of it because they understand that that has certain moral character.
Yeah, it's... I don't know... How tone-deaf can you be? Even many rabid left-wingers really like Christmas. They understand the value in it.
I mean, also, just because a lot of people in England are secular now doesn't mean we're not still a Christian country. Our entire history, really, since the Anglo-Saxons and since the spreading of Christianity, has been that of a Christian country. Our morals and values derive from Christian teachings. So it's just embarrassing to try and pretend that that isn't the case.
Yeah, and it gets worse than that. So, reading a little bit from the article, the word Christmas is too Christian-centric, according to a 9-page inclusive language guidance document sent to lecturers at the university. If you need 9 pages to tell you how to speak, to toe the correct political line, I think you might have some sort of problem there.
I mean, primary school, yeah, you probably need some stuff to help you to speak, but by the time you're in university... maybe you shouldn't have got your placement.
Mm-hmm. Staff are also advised not to ask students what is your Christian name, but instead what is your first name or what is your given name. And I always find the term given name really weird. It just seems wrong. I can't put my finger on why.
It does sound wrong.
Your first name is fine. I'm happy to use what is your first name. I mean, that's pretty common practice.
What's your Christian name? What's your first name? Either one's fine.
They're interchangeable, right? It doesn't really matter. I wouldn't bat an eye if someone said either or of those. But what is your given name? Just like, what are you on about?
Well, I think maybe it implies to me like the state has mandated a name for
what
me.
What is your state mandated name?
Yeah.
Tell me, what is your number?
I'm not a number, I'm a man.
Generalizations about a group of people based on their age, such as saying millennial snowflake or old people cannot use technology, should also be avoided. According to the guidance, staff should be empowered to use inclusive language confidently and effectively in order to ensure that both students and staff alike feel safe, valued, and respected, the document says.
No.
I had to read it in a condescending voice.
I mean, it's written in a condescending manner.
Yeah. And I wanted to end on... the most egregious of all.
And this will be a nice one to transition.
Oh, your next segment is looking at this website, isn't it?
Yes it is. The Beta Mail Project.
So this article is titled, "Yes, there is a war on Christmas and the right is waging it," which is news to me.
It's a war for Christmas if it's on the right. We want Christmas. We need our pigs in blankets.
And by the way, I have to check whether this outlet was satirical because this is so... insane, but it's not satirical.
They're not.
It really is genuine.
Just some of the authors on here just suffer true brain rot.
Mm-hmm. So yes, it also starts off at the start like some sort of thing that someone would scrawl on the wall of their house after a mental breakdown. So I've skipped that part and got to the meat and potatoes of it, which they're not a fan of at Christmas dinner.
So you're suggesting the author's keyboard was covered in feces by the time he finished
that? So I'm going to quote directly now. "The brutal Yuletide assaults haven't come from atheists or agnostics, not from humanists or Muslims, not from coffee franchises or liberal media or progressive Christians or the mythical woke mob." Mythical.
Just go on, you know, continue.
The very white conservatives... Very white, not even just white
Black
anymore.
Black people hate Christmas.
The very white conservatives who've been loudly sounding the alarm are the incessant advancing hordes. They're the only ones warring with Christmas because they've disregarded their own story. Christmas is a child of Palestinian Jewish parents desperately fleeing political ordered genocide, which is the least historically accurate sentence I've probably ever seen. I mean, Palestine... as a state did not exist. I mean, it was, wasn't it, Roman-occupied Judea?
I forget what it is, but Lord Miles, of all people, has addressed the whole, oh, Jesus would have been a brown person argument. And I think the people who lived in that area around that time were looked very white. And we can tell this because the descendants of those people are very white. They've got long, shaggy brown hair, and beards, and white skin, almost like classic depictions of Jesus Christ.
Mm. I mean, it's funny that they're now giving Jewish people the BIPOC card, right? They're saying, you're brown people now. Normally, you're white.
I mean, they must have read David Baddiel's book.
It's
you know, like, it's, Jews don't count? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so silly, isn't it? Christmas is a dark-skinned child born amid the smell of damp straw and animal dung because no human-worthy welcome could be found. And it's also, what's that framing? Surely everyone in that area was exactly the same sort of ethnicity, right? Other than maybe the occupying Romans.
I mean, yeah, the whole...
Who were in a very small minority.
The whole point of it was that it's supposed to be a miracle, and he's describing the parts of it that make it a miracle, the fact that, you know, it had to be born in a manger and stuff like that, but he's turning it into a point for racial politics.
There's no racial element to the birth of Jesus. I don't know.
Jesus came out with his fist, like the BLM logo, you know.
Yeah, the three wise men, they came in, they took the knee in front of Jesus. What is this person on? For goodness sake, this is sacrilegious and I'm not even religious. It says, Christmas is a poor, itinerant, street-preaching rabbi living off the generosity of those around him.
What? It's a Christian holiday.
I need to sneeze.
This article is actually making Josh more ill.
Yes, it genuinely is. Christmas is a compassionate caregiver, feeding and clothing and healing whoever crossed his path. I mean, he wasn't doing that when he was born.
Also, this idea that Jesus was just a guy who was just go with the flow, bro, you can do whatever, I don't care. No, he wasn't.
Mm.
What about the merchants in the temple? He kicked their asses.
It's like their idea of Jesus is a California drug dealer. He's just like, hey, here's a 10 bag. Oh, don't worry about it, man. Pay me back
later.
Yeah,
like GTA 5, where you can find the Jesus guy who's just stoned all the time. No, that's not what Jesus was like. Jesus was very judgmental, rightfully so. Jesus was a point of righteous indignation on the basis of true virtue and morality. That's the whole point of Jesus. He's supposed to be, he's not the guy patting you on the back saying, like, oh, you did your best. No, he's the guy saying, you can do better. That's the point.
And the final thing he says is, Christmas is a liberal activist fighting for the poor, condemning violence, shunning material wealth, and calling the world to live sacrificially for the common good.
Liberals don't shun material wealth. And they don't do they any covet of those it, other yeah. things.
Yeah, the common good as well. I mean, really. But yes, it does carry on. It goes on to say that Christmas is the weary Mexican father of four taking refuge from the ice in suburban church buildings. It's the terrified young woman having to traverse free states to have autonomy over her own body. It is the transgender teenager trying to feel at home within their own body while being terrorized from without by lawmakers and preachers. It's basically whatever my politics are is Christmas.
You know, no, it's not. I feel like the author might not be Christian.
Really?
I also feel like the author might be a frequent visitor to r/atheism, because this comes across like a Reddit atheist post. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. 17-year ministry.
Father of Noah and Sela. Those are not typical Christian names.
Well, Noah.
I know Noah's Ark, but...
Yeah, yeah. A 17-year ministry veteran. Wow. Generally trying to live out the red letters of Jesus. So you're,
he is. Oh, okay. He is a Christian.
I take it back. You're just one of the really bad Christians who hates yourself and is a self-loathing Christian. Okay, I understand now. That's all right.
So yes, I thought I would showcase some idiocy to make enjoying your Christmas all the more sweet, and I hope it's worked, and I hope you've had a bit of a laugh at the expense of these people, even though them trying to subvert something that means so much to our culture isn't exactly always a laughing matter. In this case, I think it might be. Have a good Christmas.
We hope you all enjoyed that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, and we all wish you a very Merry Christmas. This year, a half-decent gift might be a £5 subscription to our website to access all the premium content we have exclusive to our premium members, such as this episode of Josh's series, Contemplations, where he and I discussed the proposition whether or not we are a civilization of drug addicts. If you'd like to see what the rest of Josh is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Josh_Firm. Have a very Merry Christmas. Thank you and goodbye.